But it takes someone with the talent of Katie Greiner to be able to park in the parking lot here at the Point and then come in without getting a single drop on her.
Way through the water.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.
Let's hear it. What's the essential Thanksgiving table filled with for you guys as a family now? Because you guys have a traditional.
Oh, yes.
You know, you're Southern and you know, many generations. And
Yes.
So obviously we got the bird.
Of course.
Okay. Now, do you guys do a ham also or no? We were talking about that earlier.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
It just depends.
Okay.
But if it's on sale, absolutely.
Okay. What is the essential first thing you think of when you think of side dishes?
I want my mama's dressing.
Okay.
Not stuffing.
Now tell me the difference because, you know, I'm a schlub from Detroit and I don't even, what is the difference?
So stuffing, usually people stuff inside of the turkey.
Right.
Dressing is in a pan. It is
its own separate entity.
Completely.
All right. So you want the dressing.
Oh, yeah.
You want it stuffed in the bird.
No.
No, you want
dressing.
Stuffing,
yeah,
does. Stuffing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So you want dressing in its own pan.
Oh, yes.
All right. And so you got that. Give me a couple other sides that are always.
You have to have the gravy on it.
Okay.
And then you have to have the cranberries.
Okay. Now, do you do the cans of cranberries or the homemade?
Oh, yeah. We were old school. Get a can, popped can.
Yes, and Brian told me yesterday on the show that he loves the can.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one thing I can think of where you don't mind not having something like homemade for Thanksgiving.
Correct.
You just plop the can open and it's still good.
And then my specialty side dish?
Yes.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my. Now, hold on a second here.
Baked macaroni.
Hold on a second
here. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this right now. I'm expecting you to make us on a Monday night.
Okay.
A mac and cheese and bring it in the next morning.
Mm-hmm. And y'all go eat it here on the air?
Oh,
absolutely.
Duh. I mean, huh? What? Are y'all going to eat it here on the air? No, we're going to give it to the homeless guy outside. No, I'm going to tear it up. That's your specialty?
Oh, yeah, I love making it. I make it for Thanksgiving, make it for Christmas, any holidays or any get-togethers big family has. Then
make it for Kev is also.
Okay,
yeah,
we can do that. Yeah,
we're going to need some of that mac and cheese. That's Brian's favorite side.
It's always. All my children eat it. My uncle, he's always, Katie, you going to make some of that good macaroni and cheese? So I usually have to make sure I bring the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, well, I wish you and the family a happy Thanksgiving
in
advance.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We appreciate that very, very much. Today, we're going to be looking at the holidays and talking about seven things that we need to be considering when it's time to decide, do I move my loved one or do I not move my loved one?
Yeah. You're going to be visiting for the holidays,
yep.
So you're going to start seeing some possible changes or things to look for in changes. You know, especially if you haven't visited mom or dad in a while or grandma and grandpa in a while, once you get there, you start looking around at little things. Poor health is already issues that they're having. They're getting older, so
sure.
Of course they're going to have health care conditions. A chronic health conditions that deteriorate day by day is always a red flag.
Now, we should qualify some of this.
Yes.
You know, there are situations you're going to be, let's just say you're hopping in the car today
mm-hmm.
and you're driving, let's just pick a random place, somewhere in Virginia.
Yep.
Okay. You haven't seen grandma and grandpa or you haven't seen mom or dad,
right.
Say 6 months
right.
or whatever. Maybe you went for her birthday. Maybe you went mm-hmm. last Christmas.
Right.
Maybe you went last Thanksgiving. Maybe you haven't seen them in a whole year.
Right.
That's when it could be pretty pronounced when you can see a difference.
Yep.
You know, for someone like me, I was with my mom every day, so you didn't really see
correct.
That much difference from day to day to day.
It
but if you haven't seen someone you love
mm-hmm.
and you go there with certain expectations, oh, grandma always has done this for us on Thanksgiving and always made that, and all of a sudden you get there and this isn't done and that isn't, I mean, mm-hmm. we'll get to that, but I'm just saying, if you see a big change from 1 year to the next year,
right.
That's when it really punches you.
Oh, yeah, because you know, you may know that they have COPD or congestive heart failure
right.
or any other chronic diseases, and you may expect that already to be part of it. But once you get there and notice it's even worse, or you're noticing that they're struggling to breathe more, or now they're having to use oxygen,
right.
things like that.
Eye-opener.
Very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah, for
very
sure.
Very much so. Probably the to me would be the first thing, but it's actually considered the second thing that you would notice is their personal care, their appearance, how they look, their changes in hygiene. They could have body odor that they've never had before. So does that mean that they're not taking baths on a regular basis? Is her hair greasy or unkept or not brushed or things like that? Fingernails. Pay attention to their fingernails. Are they dirty? Are they jagged? Are they broken? Or are they really, really long and you know they need to be cut? So that's little things like that. And their clothes. Are their clothes clean? Not necessarily. Do they match? That could be just part of their dementia.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
So that would be the one thing I think I would notice first if I was going to go visit my grandparents or something. I would go in, and if I saw, you know, if my granny's hair is not fixed or her fingernails weren't, you know, prettily shapen, then I'll know that that's a changing condition for her. So that was something to look at.
And might be even if it's at grandma and grandpa's house, and all of a sudden the house is in disarray.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden, I mean, look. If we've all grown up with the same grandma and grandpa, and we've all come to expect certain things every single year, especially grandma, you know, she's meticulous about things
very much so.
More often than not. And you expect, it's not like she didn't know everybody's coming. It's not like she didn't know this is the big holiday.
Right.
If she's unkept and there's something, then that's a telltale sign. You're right.
And for the gentleman folk shaving, if they're not shaving and you've really never seen granddad with a beard.
Right.
I mean, my dad has a beard, so I mean, that would be
But I mean, just like you could tell he's not taking care of himself.
Correct.
You know, you walk in, and instead of him being dressed for Thanksgiving, he's just got, you know, the undershirt on, and and it's got stains all over it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but those are warning signs.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to look at. Number three would be like self-neglect, or they're doing some isolation. That's a big thing. Isolation, they aren't going anywhere. They're refusing to go places, so they're just staying at home alone.
Right.
You're coming to visit for the first time in, let's just say, a year, because maybe you just could only get there for Thanksgiving.
Right.
You get there, and it's even more where the room's dark. The house is really quiet.
Right.
There's no TV on. There's no music on. And it's supposed to be a festival, fun time with everybody.
Right.
So that's one thing to notice, too, is to start paying attention.
Is it gloomy?
It's gloomy, and it's sad.
Right.
The other thing I was thinking was their cognitive decline in the chronic diseases and dementia that they have, that causes isolation as well, just for themselves. But noticing that change from last year to this year, or last holiday to this holiday, that could be another sign that maybe they need some extra help.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, again, if you only see them once a year, doesn't mean you don't talk to them during the year, obviously. You know, I mean, some families are just not that close.
Right.
I mean, you only go for the holidays.
Correct.
And who knows? Sometimes it's, you know, it's your spouse's parents or grandparents. And so, obviously, you as the in-law isn't going to go without your wife or your spouse.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe it's only once a year. Hey, you know, we go to their house for Christmas, we go to their house for Thanksgiving, or you know, different spouses go to, you know, different parents. My point is, though, that's again where you're really going to notice it. If you see a cognitive decline because you haven't seen you know, mom and pop from a year ago, wow, that could be a real
opener.
You're not kidding. I mean, all of a sudden, they're not remembering the grandkids' names.
Right.
Or if you're seeing things, you know, where, well, you always have this, you always have that. And, oh, we always watch the parade. Oh, I forgot the parade. You know, I mean, stuff. There's just things that you'll be able to pick up on if you are used to it and you've come to see them with certain expectations and they're not meeting those expectations.
Yeah. I'll tell you to go in with the door with your eyes wide open and paying attention this time.
Yeah.
And thing is a lot of folks go in, they do their normal tradition, they grab their meal, they get their plate, they sit down blessing, and then eat the food, hug each other, and they kind of leave, and they're not focused on what's going on around them.
Yeah, you need to, as you said, go with your eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're doing today is we're talking with Miss Katie from over at Oakley Village. It's our Positive Points on Aging, and we're talking about the things you need to be looking for in order to make some decisions that you might have to make. And we're always trying to teach you to be more looking forward than having to be reactive and having to deal with things after bad things happen. So just keep that in mind. We'll come back after we get to the Fox Business Report. We'll come on back with the second half, the Positive Points on Aging at the Point.
Mornings with Kev.
All the headbangers out there have to wait for that next riff to start up before you start talking. Yeah, you got to give it the music its due. Welcome back in. This is The Point. This is The Positive Points on Aging. We do this each and every Tuesday with our friends from Oakleaf Village, and it's either Miss Katie or Miss Karen that comes in, sometimes both. Last week, mm-hmm. you guys were both here when I was away,
yeah.
and so I appreciate that. But I'm really glad that you're here. Miss Katie you. Is here with us from now until 9 o'clock, and we've been talking about the seven things to kind of look for to decide, is it time to make a move or is it time to not worry about that? Certainly around the holidays is a chance to observe more because there's more family gatherings. So you were kind of going through a list of things that we're kind of keeping our eyes open for.
Yep. So number four will be some safety concerns. Are they having trouble navigating their stairs in their home? And I think we've talked about stairs before.
We have, yeah.
But if you start noticing that they're taking them one step at a time and hanging really tight on the handrails when they're going up and down the stairs. Right. Or if you notice that they're sitting down to go up and down stairs.
That's definitely telltale.
That's a big one.
Well, and then you'll also see stamina-wise, mm-hmm. do they have to stop midway through and catch their breath, or can they make it up the full flight of steps?
Correct.
Steps and getting old is a bad mix sometimes. Yeah. But if you've lived in the same house for 40, 50 years and it's your right. home and you don't want to leave that home and this and that and the bedroom's upstairs, what are you going to do other than either move them downstairs permanently
right.
or get out of that house?
Right. And I've seen folks go up and down stairs that were just about to move into Oakleaf.
Right.
That is a scary sight to see.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, that's where you just want to be walking right behind yeah. them and basically being their anchor
the
to make
whole
sure
time.
That yes, yeah, so make sure that mm-hmm. they don't lose a grip or they don't fall tumbling. Because, bottom line, I'm not trying to be morbid. You got someone going up a flight of stairs and they're that fragile. They fall, it's over.
It's over.
It's over. Done. I mean, something bad is really, really bad is going to happen. So that's the time where you just basically, I'm going to cup you. Mm-hmm. I'm a ride at Disney World, basically. I'm making sure
right.
that you do not fall backwards no matter what.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. That is another thing you need to look mm-hmm. for. You're right.
Forgetfulness. What was I getting out of the refrigerator? And they constantly are turning around and looking back. And it's a repetitive thing. Not just once. I mean, I forget what I walk into the next room for. Karen and I were talking about that the other day. She walked in there to tell me something, and she just stood there. I said, if you walk out of the threshold and walk back in, you'll remember. Sure enough, she did.
Yeah. Well, so, we all forget certain things. You know, Brian and I were talking this morning, and he's like, my brain's not working right this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got him a cookie, and we got him some water,
him some
and all
sugar.
Of a sudden now he's – you know, he's bouncing up and down and happy again. But we all have our moments of forgetfulness.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about.
Correct.
We're talking about clearly short-term mm-hmm. Issues where what was I supposed to be doing here? And if it's happening a lot,
right.
again, something to worry about.
Right. Or, you know, the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, you know that what they're going to have there. And they, let's just say, bring out that spaghetti and put it on the plate. And
right.
then they try to put cranberry sauce on top.
Right.
Little odd things that, you know,
yeah,
mixing foods that don't sound delicious together.
To go there.
Yes. So things
what
like
that. What
you
doing there, Grandma? we don't mix that.
Can you imagine how nasty that would taste?
Yeah.
The National Council on Aging reports that every 11 seconds, an older adult is treated for a fall in an emergency room.
Right.
I just wanted to throw that in there for safety concerns. Just because if you think about falls in the house, forgetfulness, wandering, they say they're going to go outside and take a little walk or take a breath of fresh air outside,
yeah.
but they go out and they don't come back for a long
that's
time.
That's scary. Yeah, very scary. Yep. Do you guys, when you do, and this is not me getting leisure, this is actually on topic,
mm-hmm.
but when you guys do a family meal for the Thanksgiving and things like that,
mm-hmm.
do you set it up buffet style or do you actually have stuff brought to the table?
At my house,
yeah.
personally? Oh, it's you go up to the bar and you pick it off the bar.
So it's like buffet
and
style.
And then sit down
okay.
and eat. Yep.
Yeah, see, there are some places, some families still, that'll you know, have all the trays brought. Hey, pass this, pass that,
right.
and all at the table. And that's always been a concern with Grandma and Grandpa.
Right.
You know, I don't need you carrying a big turkey
uh-uh.
or a big, a casserole dish of glass and
correct.
Trying to carry that way. I'm not using my walker because I'm carrying this. No.
Right.
That's you're going back to your safety issues.
Yes.
I use a cane 90% of the time, but if I'm carrying this tray, I can't really use my cane.
Right.
No.
Mm-mm.
Please no.
Right.
So that's another thing you need to be looking for is their gait, their
right.
walk. Are they walking steady? Are they having problems? If it's never been a problem before, are they using a walker now? Are they using are they using a cane now? Or are they just, do they not look steady? Maybe they need to be using a walker.
Right. Are they furniture surfing?
Right.
Holding on to the back of the couch. Holding on to the wall when they go to, if you notice that.
That's another telltale sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very much unsteady gait.
Yeah.
Number five would be increasing difficulty managing daily tasks. Like you were talking about, you know, trouble cooking the food. Maybe you look in there and all they have is just TV dinners.
Right. Bunch of food in the fridge expired.
A bunch of food in this. Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
things like that.
Or having a whole bunch of snacks and not really any food.
Right.
That's another
not
telltale
sign.
Not
eating anything nutritiously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they're the ones that normally would have the food there and they're cooking the big meals, and you get there and that's the only meal that's in the house.
Right. Warning sign.
Warning sign.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That definitely is a big thing. What was the other thing? TV dinners. I said that one. And can no longer drive.
Right.
They're canceling their appointments. They're canceling their appointments because they can't drive or they're scared.
Right. They're scared to, yeah.
And or that's part of that. Go back to the isolation. They're just staying home because they don't want to go out.
You can't afford, if you have a doctor's appointment, you cannot afford at that age to miss those appointments. We did a whole show on that.
Yep, Karen did.
With Karen did, about a month ago.
Yep.
And again, she herself confessed that she had skipped a couple of appointments or didn't reschedule them when necessary. And again, these are signs that they're not able to take care of oneself.
Right.
If you can't maintain going to the doctor for an essential appointment to get your meds refilled or to do, I mean, there's you don't go to the doctor just for the sake of going to the doctor.
Correct.
I mean, there's a reason why when you're a senior, you're going to doctors.
Right.
So, these are big warnings.
Oh, yeah. Number six would be trouble keeping up with the bills. If you notice when you walk in the door, there is a stack of mail and bills that are not open.
Right. Yes.
That's kind of scary.
That is definitely not a good thing either. Mm-mm. Especially because, you know, usually one or the other's always been really on top of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's always been something where, in fact, they probably are the ones who have been the patriarch or the matriarch of the whole family.
Correct.
And they've always been really sharp about things like that. And all of a sudden, now you're seeing bills going back 2-3 months, not even opened yet.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big worry.
And I say that to also look at the mailbox. Make sure it's not full of mail sticking out of the mailbox because, you know, my parents grab their mail. They'll come in the house. They have a certain spot in the house to look. So I would know if I was, you know, worried about my parents to look at that spot specifically to make sure that it's just not just sitting there.
Sure. And again, you know, all these different things we're talking about, Katie, we want to protect the dignity of the people we love. But at the same time, I'm not saying it needs to be done at Thanksgiving dinner, but it does probably need to be done either after Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm not even saying that day, even that weekend or the next week or whatever. But someone needs to have a talk at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Number seven would be the inability to proper care for their home. Like we were talking about, unkept lawns, their cluttered home. They look like they have
hoarders.
Hoarding.
Yes.
Unsanitary conditions.
Garbage not being taken out.
Not being taken out.
Dishes in the sink.
Yeah. Rodents.
Right. Ugh.
Bugs.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Mold, mildew, painting.
Yeah. Hey, I can't wait to sit down at the dinner table with all this going on.
Yeah.
These are all issues. And if any of these issues are occurring when you see your Thanksgiving or Christmas meal with grandma, grandpa, or mom and dad, or whomever, that's when you need to reach out and call Katie.
Yep.
How do they find you?
803-808-3477, or they can reach us online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Very well done.
Had to think about
that. That's okay. Happy Thanksgiving
to
you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you.
Everybody be safe. We'll be back at it this afternoon for the afternoon drive. For Katie, for Brian, I'm Kev. Have a great day and stay safe on those wet roads. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.